This is VOA News. I'm Christina Menenti. The United States Secretary of Defense has overridden a plea agreement for the accused 9/11 mastermind and two other defendants. AP correspondent Norman Hall reports.
Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin overrode a plea agreement reached earlier this week for the accused mastermind of the September 11, 2001 attacks and two other defendants, reinstating them as death penalty cases. The action comes 2 days after the military commission at Guantanamo Bay, Cuba, announced it had reached plea deals with Khalid Sheikh Mohammed and two accused accomplices in the attacks. Some families of the attacks' victims condemned the deal for cutting off any possibility of full trials and possible death penalties. Republicans were quick to fault the Biden administration for the deal, although the White House said after it was announced, it had no knowledge of it. Norman Hall, Washington.
The Israeli army were seen in occupied West Bank city of Tul Karm on Saturday after an Israeli airstrike on a vehicle killed a commander in the Palestinian armed group Hamas on the same day, Hamas media reported, while Palestinian news agency WAFA said four other men were also killed. This comes just days after the assassinations of other Hamas and Hezbollah leaders, the former in Tehran. Iran's Revolutionary Guard said in a statement Saturday, quote, "The terrorist act of killing Hania was designed and executed by the Zionist regime with support of the criminal U.S. government," unquote. Iran said its revenge will be, quote, "severe and at the appropriate time, place, and manner." An Associated Press review of vote tally sheets released by Venezuela's opposition indicates that their candidate, Edmundo González, won significantly more votes in the presidential election than Nicolas Maduro and his government has claimed. For more news, go to voanews.com. This is VOA News. Police in Somalia say 32 people died and 63 others were wounded in an attack on a beach hotel in the capital. VOA's Tommy McNeil has more.
A police spokesman told journalists Saturday that one soldier was killed in the Friday night attack and that the rest were civilians. Al-Qaeda's East Africa affiliate Al-Shabaab said through its radio that its fighters carried out the attack. Witnesses reported an explosion followed by gunfire. Lido Beach, a popular area in Mogadishu, is bustling on Friday nights as Somalis enjoy their weekend. Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
Nigerians are back protesting on the streets for a third day about the economic crisis gripping the country. A rights group says at least 9 people have been killed by security forces in Nigeria during the previous days.
And some of us are scared because of what happened yesterday, the live shooting.
Protesters are wary after police response, but they are determined for change, having been inspired by Kenya's recent protests against their government.
I'm not the only one feeling the pains. Many Nigerians are feeling the same pains. So I believe they will come out with time. They will come out and protest. I've been here since after 7. I don't care. I will be here till midnight.
Authorities said a police officer was also killed and others injured, while 4 protesters were killed by a bomb. The International Olympic Committee president, Thomas Bach, slammed the hate speech being thrown at Algerian boxer Imane Khelif, who is being accused of being a man after she beat Italy's Angela Carini in 46 seconds. Despite having naturally higher testosterone levels than average, there is no suggestion that Khelif, who is born female and has fought on the women's circuit for years, including in the Tokyo Olympics, identifies as anything other than a woman.
We will not take part in a politically motivated cultural war. And allow me to say that what is going on in the social media with all this hate speech, with this aggression and abuse is totally unacceptable.
The controversy began after the fight as it was revealed Khelif had been disqualified by the International Boxing Association during last year's World Championship after failing an unspecified gender eligibility test due to, again, the naturally higher testosterone levels. Carini has since apologized and said she had just been upset that, quote, "my Olympics had just gone up in smoke," unquote. Khelif has not commented and will face Hungary's Anna Luka Hamori on Saturday. For additional stories 24 hours a day, visit voanews.com. I'm Christina Menenti.